Welcome back, friends. You're tuned into the sounds of Impact Radio right here on 103 FM. Can you believe how long the month of July has been? Well, it is Wednesday, and true to tradition, we have Dr. Anton Janse van Rensburg in the studio with us. We're concluding winter with a conversation about winter diseases and how we can exactly take care of ourselves in the midst of it. Well, if you do not know who he is, Dr. Anton is a practicing medical doctor from Pretoria, with 25 years of experience as an integrative practitioner. Besides his MBCHB degree, he has a master's degree in applied human nutrition and is also a trained metal toxicologist. Dr. Anton has a passion for teaching, and besides having authored and co-authored two books, presents on a variety of platforms, including continuing professional development courses in the fields of the microbiome and the application of medicinal plants and noble metals. Can you believe it's been 8 weeks, Doctor?
No, it's very difficult to believe that, but here we are.
Like, I cannot believe that we are in our final week talking about the diseases of winter. This is how I start us off every week, because consistency is everything. But can you give us a quick recap?
All right, Pinky, good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to your listeners who have been following us for the last 8 weeks. So a very, very quick recap of 7 weeks of talking about the diseases of winter. I speak about my three pillars of how I treat and prevent these diseases. Pillar one, special disease-fighting substances. Pillar two, life-saving nutrition. And pillar three, immune-boosting habits. And like I've been telling people over and over again, week one we spoke about the nose and about your snot, and how that is important for you, and how the drop in temperature in your nose actually predisposes you to more infection, and how using a good ionic colloidal silver spray in your nose on a daily basis will help to prevent these infections, and also how you can drink this fluid and how you can spray it in your throat. And if you should get ill, we have good evidence now, published evidence, that nebulizing with a quality, reliable silver product is going to help you. But please phone the number on the bottle. I keep on saying that. Take charge of this. Find out, is the company a manufacturing pharmacy in all those things. Then the week after that, spoke about one of my favorite topics. All the topics are my favorite topics. I'll just say it every time again. But sunshine, you being in the sun is going to boost your immune system for a variety of reasons. We spoke about hydration, why staying hydrated in winter is so important. We also spoke about dairy, how many people, cow's milk, cow's dairy, how many people get more infections because they respond badly allergically to the dairy. We also spoke about fasting or intermittent fasting. These are short fasts from 7 at night to 11 the following morning, and how that is boosting people's immune systems, helping them lose weight, helping them to have more energy. We also spoke about a low carbohydrate diet. More and more research about that at the moment. Human body just not designed for tons and tons of carbs, and how you will have a stronger functioning immune system. Many other things also will be better. Then we spoke about another one of my favorites. I was going to say it, the microbiome, all the wonderful bacteria inside our bodies and on our bodies, and how important it is that we look after our microbiome and how that will have an effect on our immune system. Then the hygiene of exercise came after that. And I said the hygiene, so that every time you brush your teeth, you must train your brain like this. When you brush your teeth, you must ask yourself, what am I going to do to keep my body clean today from an exercise perspective? Your immune system is going to love you for this. And then last week, we spoke about one of your favorite topics, Pinky.
Yes.
Our sleep is going to save your life.
Man.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. There's a lovely Afrikaans poem, Slaap we wonder soete ding.
Oh.
I mean, even for people that don't understand Afrikaans, you can just hear it sounds.
I can hear the intensity. I'm like, there's something there. I don't know what you said, but I like it.
Yeah, so sleep. And now why sleeping enough? I mean, this is where you should start. I mean, you start. Speak to the Lord and close your eyes and you sleep. I love his scripture in the Old Testament that said he gives it to his beloved,
yes,
in their sleep.
Oh.
You know, and so many things are given to you. I mean, immune memory, memory of what you learned that day, but also your immune system learns every day. And your immune system also stores its memory and so many other things.
Mm. Being alive sounds like an absolute adventure, but also a work of a genius. Dr. Anton, I'm going to backtrack a little bit and ask another question about silver. And this one is pretty interesting. Is it true that silver is specifically used in burn wounds? And for how long has this been available?
Okay, so this is very new. It's only been around for about 2,400 years. So I know some of you may not have heard of it. Okay, I'm being facetious. So Hippocrates in 400 BC was already putting silver in wounds. Great success. Hmm. But in the 1960s, George Winter discovered that silver in combination with sulfadiazine type of antibiotic is just the best thing for a burn wound ever. Hmm. And since 1960, they've been using silver in burn units. You can walk into any burn unit, even our government hospitals, and you will find silver-based creams.
Hmm.
That's why I say, that's the first thing I actually tell doctors when they frown at me when I start speaking about silver. I say, just remember, you've all been using silver all along. You just didn't know it.
Yeah.
So it's very old, and it's used in neonatal burns. Even newborn babies that sure. are burnt, they use silver in neonatal burns. It's very effective and is used for a very, very long time.
Thank you for that, Doc. Which components of the three pillars are we looking at today? We've been dealing with the three that you mentioned from the very beginning of our time together, and I'm curious to know how we are concluding our conversation.
Okay, so today we are talking about disease-fighting substances. This is going to be interesting, but before we do that, we're talking about a habit called cleaning your hands, believe it or not.
I love the simplicity of these conversations, because when you throw forward as a presenter and you're like, hey guys, we're going to have a doctor in studio, we always assume that you're going to hop on here and say things that we don't even understand, words that we've never heard, and we're going to have to wreck our brains trying to understand what it is you're talking about. But hand cleaning, come on, Doc. Is there anything to add to this topic, since we are all anyway using sanitizers wherever we go?
You know what? There's actually a lot to say about this, because there's a twist to the tale. So we know, it's probably one of the only things in this whole COVID pandemic that I was doing before the pandemic came along. I was cleaning my hands on a regular basis, and I was using trusted sanitizers. But I've switched to silver. I've switched to ionic silver.
Nah.
Because if you put silver on your hands, the water evaporates and the silver atoms remain on your hands. So you are walking around with the silver atoms in your hand, waiting for the next bacteria, the next virus to come on your hands. And the second thing is, I have a concern. Because when I walk into a shop and they sanitizer, what is in it? Because you can put highly toxic compounds into hand sanitizer.
Sure.
That is absorbed through your skin. So my kids are not allowed to use the sanitizer in shops that must have silver with them. A little spray bottle with ionic 18 parts per million colloidal silver, and they can spray their hands as many times in the day as they want. Their skin doesn't go dry because there's no alcohol in it. And we know, we have enough research to show that the silver will kill what is on that on the surface of your hands. So it's a safer way to do it. And it doesn't have to be expensive, because you can buy large bottles of silver and just refill your little spray bottle. So that works for me.
Sure. It sounds like silver can do just about everything and anything. But you said you want to mention the rock stars of immune strengthening substances with us today. Please, can you name them for us?
Okay. So I know there's a lot of people that have been waiting for this one, because they're like, oh, but they like their supplements, and they like to, you know, stock up on their goodies. But it was important, Pinky, that we went through the process that we did to show people that in the first 7 of 8 steps, you can, without spending a lot of money, you can have a strong immune system, a robust immune system, the immune system that God intended us to have.
Hmm.
Psalm 139, you are beautifully and wonderfully made. Okay, so that's very important. So, but there are, you know, God put all these substances, like silver now is one of the substances.
Yes.
We started with that because it's a thread because the silver is so accessible. But remember now what I said about sunshine, that vitamin D is actually a very good supplement to take. And if you can afford it, do a vitamin D blood test once per year. Mm-hmm. To see where are you at? What is your level? I like my patients to be over 50. That's the level, 50, 5-0. Because it's just going to affect everything. Vitamin D, everything. Your brain health. Literally, your heart health, your lungs, your ability to fight infection. Your muscles work better. Your bone density is better. Your skin is healthier. Mm. Your risk for cancer is reduced significantly when you have optimal vitamin D levels.
Sure.
Now, for people who travel overseas and stay there for a while, especially in Northern Hemisphere, we're not going to name any names, they need to watch their vitamin D levels. Because what happens in Europe? People's vitamin D levels crash. And that makes them depressed to start off with. And it increases their risk for disease.
Sure.
So I know some of these, we've got people who listen to the stream in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look at this. And then number two, probiotics. We spoke about the microbiome. And I said, yeah, if you can't ferment, well, I actually ferment and I take probiotics. Or I buy fermented food products. So take a quality probiotic. Phone, once again, phone the number on the label. There's a lot of companies that are going to be angry with me because they're going to get all these phone calls.
You're going to get cancelled.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's the new thing, apparently. And then vitamin C. We know vitamin C works. Your white blood cells work better. When there's vitamin C in your system, viruses just don't have a good time. They struggle to replicate well. So vitamin C, anywhere from 500 to 2,000 milligrams per day. Also very affordable. Zinc, 40 milligrams of zinc per day. Studies show that you reduce your duration of a cold by 33%. Take 40 milligrams of zinc per day. You can up that dose to 100 milligrams. Just take it with food. It's very important. Then something called quercetin. It's a bit of a tongue twister. It says better in Afrikaans. Quercetin.
Yeah, quercetin.
Yeah, come on. You have
quercetin.
To admit.
Listen, there is a bit of weight there.
There's weight there. It's a flavonoid. You get it in apples and you get it in onions. But this flavonoid was one of the rock stars of COVID together with zinc. And it drives zinc into the cells, and it helps your lungs with inflammation, and it inhibits viral replication. It does a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
you can buy quercetin. It's freely available, especially if you're immunocompromised. I think the immunocompromised people that are listening to me now, you need to start making notes.
Yeah.
Selenium. Many supplements have it. It's not hard to come by. It's a very, very important substance for your immune system. It helps your white blood cells to beautifully function, and it slows down the replication of viruses. But it does an interesting thing. Selenium blocks the formation of new strains. Those mutations that they speak about, you know, so selenium is involved in doing that. Then another substance worth mentioning, one of my favorites, that I said it again, excuse me, fulvic acid. Fulvic acid comes from the soil, like ivermectin comes from soil. Okay, so fulvic acid, plant source, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, anti, and you can put whatever your own word is in there. It's freely available. And you know what's so amazing? We have a South African, we've got such wonderful scientists in this country. It's actually amazing. And we have some of the best fulvic acid in the world in this country.
Sure.
Literally. That's amazing. Extracted here and purified here. So I mentioned ivermectin, and let me just say something about ivermectin. Ivermectin was vilified. Okay, ivermectin comes from soil as well. The people who invented ivermectin received the Nobel Prize for it. So maybe it's an important substance. We have 40 years of use in humans, no side effects. It's a very, very safe substance, and I used it successfully to treat COVID patients. So I'm hoping and praying that one day our government will be more open to it being more freely available. A wonderful, wonderful substance, and I believe it's something that has holds promise for the future in medicine. It needs to be researched more. Then my last two, and then I'm finishing off, one is colostrum. that you get from milk. It's one of the few things in milk that I really like besides butter. So colostrum is also freely available as a immune, you know, support. And something like olive leaf extract, which comes from Roman days. Mm. Olive leaf, we've got some great manufacturers in our country as well. And so I just wanted to mention those, Pinky, because these, you can use some of these together with the first 7 weeks to have a strong immune system and to have more protection and more options when winter strikes.
Sure. Ever so comprehensive and extensive with what you share with us. I mean, I've been making notes here. You saw from vitamin D, C, probiotics, zinc, selenium, fulvic acid. Some of these words I've never heard before. And I'm like, ivermectin? What is that? Colostrum, olive leaf extracts, and so much more. But this just goes to show, Dr. Anton, how I believe you're passionate about the human body and making sure that you make information accessible to the children of God who are tuned in so that we can be healthy and, yeah, just thrive in our humanity. It is our last week together. I cannot believe it. I want to cry because I'm like, but we've been having so much fun. Let's just make it a thing. But I know that it's not your last visit here at Impact Radio. You know that you're always welcome. If there's some new research that's interesting for you that you'd like to share with us, please feel free to get in touch. But yeah, thank you so much for making the time and for caring for our listeners.
Thank you for having me, Pinky. Thank you to your listeners.